It helps me moonwalk better, too. Did you like the show?
Oh, I didn't. How can I don't have $2,500 to buy a ticket to your stupid show.
I'm going
to
wait till it's on TV.
You weren't there? You didn't come?
No, I was not there.
Well, I wish you'd come.
Why?
I like everyone to come. I really do. Slash was there. You like rock and roll?
From Guns N' Roses?
And the boys from NSYNC were there, and Britney. And
which of the guys from NSYNC?
I was so happy. I was so happy.
Which of the guys from NSYNC would you like to jump? To jump the bones of the most?
Justin.
Justin Timberlake?
Justin Timberlake, you know.
What would you do to him?
I was talking to Britney. I was asking questions. I said, when he wears his hair in cornrows, do you like it as much as when he wears it all frizzed down? Or do you like it when it's shaved clean, when he's kind of like bald? Or do you like, how do you like him? And she said, I like the cornrows because they can run my fingers over. And as she was talking, I did. I would like them all, though. I would love to do them all. I heard you talking about Billy Crystal a moment ago. I would like to have the NSYNC boys do to me what those Yankees did to Billy Crystal.
Oh, you would like to be on the training table at Yankee Stadium?
Yes. Oh, not necessarily Yankee Stadium. I would do it in my trailer. They could come into my trailer and do that, each one of them, one at a time, singing their favorite pop hits.
aren't the guys?
No, I'm the king of pop.
Aren't the guys in NSYNC a little old for you now?
That's okay. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm getting older, too, and so I'm trying to really... I'm going now for more late teens, early 20s boys. That's really what I like now. And maybe when I'm in my 50s, I'll be going for the more 25 to 30 year old boys, and then in my 60s 30 and 35 year olds, and then when I'm 70 and 80 I can date regular Hollywood leading men.
So right now, Michael Jackson, who is the hottest boy in your opinion? Who is the boy that you would most like to spend quality time with at the Netherland Ranch?
Oh, that's such a hard question for me. I love
what,
that
what about
movie.
The kid from The Sixth Sense?
That's what I was just going to say. Thank you for that. I loved him. He's wonderful. What's that quirky little name he's got? Haley Joel Osment. He's fantastic. But who is the little boy in Jerry Maguire? You know the one that said the F word?
Jonathan
Lipnicki. Jonathan Lipnicki.
Oh, he was in Stuart Little, too.
Oh, absolutely. He's wonderful. I think he's really talented. We could do good work together. Oh. That's what I say, you know. We could do good work together. I'd really love to do that. And there's so many wonderful children in commercials that I don't even know their names. They
like
don't
who?
Name
who do you like?
Oh, they're just wonderful. I'm trying to think of the little boy. What is his name? He's got a name on the show. Well, of course, Mikey. Mikey from Life Series.
I guess for you on Saturday morning when they run the cartoons and stuff, that's like porno stuff for you, right, when they run the commercials?
Well, they have such wonderful commercials when they're trying to sell toys and candy that I really enjoy watching. I really enjoy watching the commercials. And then sometimes if I'm really motivated, I'll call the advertising agency and I'll say, the King of Pop would like to say a special personal thank you. Send that boy out to the Neverland Ranch if his parents will approve. And sometimes, you know, they do.
Sometimes they do.
And when they do, we have fun. And if things get too complicated, we settle out of court.
Yeah, of course you do.
Shamon!
Now, this concert,
yes.
you did this thing for the money, right? Because Buzz had something on the news, you're almost broke?
Well, someone said to me a long time ago, Michael, wouldn't you like to have a tribute? And I said, I don't need a tribute. I'm satisfied with just my friends. I don't like to go out in public unless I'm going to perform. But they said, you're the king of pop. And I said, I am the king of pop. And Liz, she came to me and she said, Michael, let me have a tribute for you. That's the way she...
Now, you never do nothing with her, right?
Oh, yes.
You do start. I mean, do you know what I mean by
with Liz Shamo?
With Liz,
yes,
Taylor?
Yes, she enjoys it. And I do, too. I like very old or very young. You see, no one in between. And Liz is just terrific. We do it all sorts of different ways. But, you know, she's not as spry as she used to be. So normally it's just... In fact, that's what she calls me, her little puppy. And I kind of howl. I'll go, howl, like a little bitty puppy. And she enjoys it. Shamon. I enjoy that. I truly do.
Do your brothers hate you?
Yes. Especially Tito. Tito and Jermaine.
Why does Tito?
And Marlon hates me, too.
Why do they all hate you so
because
much?
I'm more successful and talented, and which I've always said. I said to them one day, and they got very angry at this, and I don't understand why they got angry, because I sat them down, and I said, Marlon, Tito, Jermaine, let me explain to you right now. I'm more talented and more successful, but that's not a reason to hate me. And then they kicked me out.
What about Janet? How do you get along with Janet?
I love Janet. My baby sister is just such a good girl. My baby sister is so talented, and she's really following in my footsteps, and I couldn't be happier. I'm very happy that she's having the success that she has. And she tries, you know, her management team says, Janet, keep your distance from him.
Yes, they do it. And
but
wisely
I,
so.
I still speak with her on the telephone, although they do not allow me to see her.
They don't allow you to see her.
But Latoya is a C. I hate her, and I wish she was dead.
You do? You wish
she's
Latoya
been very
Jackson.
Cruel to me, and I will be cruel back to her. I would like to see some horrible fate befall her.
You would like
I
what?
Would indeed.
Like what?
I would like to see her eaten by my llamas. Even though they're not, they're passive creatures that don't normally dine on human flesh.
Don't you got some tigers? Couldn't you call your queer friends, who are those boys in Las Vegas?
Oh, Siegfried and Roy. Oh, I've been to their show dozens of times.
Of course,
they're so wonderful and talented. I'd like to maybe see if some of their little tigers could chew on Latoya, eat her eyes. Because I'm very angry at her. No, not God. No, just Latoya. She angers me. She truly does.
You know, a lot of people were very upset saying that the show was a ripoff, that you were just doing it for money. You're going to turn it into a TV show later.
Oh,
and,
no.
And what, Michael?
Just a moment.
What's wrong?
My nose fell off.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Had to happen.
Oh, where is it? It fell down under my chair.
Why don't you look at Haley Joel Osment?
I haven't met him yet. I haven't had a chance to hide it. Oh, here it is.
Where's your nose at?
Oh, let me just. I have to place it back on. It's okay. Got clips. Shimon, I'm back. I'm sorry. Sometimes that happens. I'm not in my full makeup because I'm doing the satellite interview from my private room.
How do you look when you're not wearing your full makeup?
Yeah. Oh, I could describe myself to
you. Yeah, please do, since I can't see you.
Well, right now, I don't have my foundation makeup on, so I am not that pale white color that you like so much. And
are you kind of Negro-y now?
No, I resent that. Stop it. You're going to make me angry.
You are a Negro.
Yeah, I don't like labels. Please don't give me a label. Please stop
But
that.
You are
don't
a Negro.
Give me a label. I have my nose that's fastened by two clips. And I'm trying to breathe as best as I can.
But you want to be white, right?
I am completely bald.
What do you mean? You're wearing a wig?
I have a wig. Wow. I have a wig that I am not wearing right now, and I have blue veins on top of my head. They're snake-like. I'm hideously disfigured. But when I put it all together, I can still really beat it.
And this is something, all these things, the snake veins in your head, this is because of the surgery you had done?
Many surgeries. I can tell you, you know, this is the show where they said, be honest and tell the truth. I'm addicted to plastic surgery.
Well, yeah, no, that's sure a lot.
I've had so much done. I really have. And I'll continue to have things done. I really will. My goal is to really, by the end of 2001, I really want to look like Nicole Kidman. Or Carrot Top. I'll take either one. Shamal.
I know they're playing the music. We got to get you out of here. But here's a quick, who would you do? Who would you do, Michael Jackson? Who would you do, Nicole Kidman or Carrot Top?
Oh, you're really putting me in a quandary. Well, I think Carrot Top would be more fun.
Carrot Top, right.
He's got that big bag of tricks. He's got that little toilet seat that's a TV screen. I love his show. He's so talented. And Nicole Kidman, I just want to look like her. I don't want to have sex with her.
Okay, I got
it. Yeah.
Right, isn't there another show this week, or is it...
One tonight, as a matter of fact.
Show tonight, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we'll be doing great things tonight, and I'm looking forward to having Liz and Marlon and Liza and all my good friends there, because I have so many celebrities in Hollywood that still think I'm a good guy. They're not like the general public who think I'm a nasty pedophile.
Yeah. And how dare the nasty public think that about you?
I wish they could get to know the real me when my nose is attached.
Okay. Michael, thank you for being so honest.
Thank you, Don Shimon.
Shimon to you.
Shimon. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Na-na.
Oh, my nose fell off again.
All right, now listen. Why don't we just put the mic in audition and see if it's possible that we can just spy on him, see what he says when he thinks he's off the air.
Liz? Liz, how do you think I did?
I know you did all right.
Thank you. I love you, Liz.
I love you, Michael. Great show, Michael. I love you, Michael.
I love you, Liz. Do you like to lie on your stomach now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to turn this off. So this is starting to get hot, I think. Okay, you know what? I'm going to... All right, I've cut it here. Cut the feed.
Had to cut
it. Just cut the feed.
Wow, what's going on there?
Something was happening there.
Amazing.
There was a Billy Crystal moment happening there.
It's truly amazing.
Okay, well, there you go. Exclusive interview with Michael Jackson.
The king of pop. Don.
There he is. King of pop, my ass. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.